celebrities, would they be famous if they weren't in certain movies?
Oh, huh. Interesting. Okay.
Like, number one on this list, would Robert Downey Jr. be famous if he wasn't in Iron Man?
Well, yeah, because he was already famous from Chaplin, from other things that he had done.
He was famous, but he wasn't. He was, let's say, C grade.
Right.
He wasn't an A-list celebrity.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, would he still be famous now? I think if it wasn't for Iron Man, if it wasn't for Marvel, we probably would not know his name. He would probably do like another like stupid small budget or big budget bad film like that Sherlock Holmes thing they did. That was terrible.
Yeah, but I don't know if he would have gotten Sherlock Holmes if he wasn't Tony Stark.
Iron Man. Yeah, that's true.
So 73% of people said, yes, he would still be famous. And I don't know if he'd be, he might still be famous, but he wouldn't be A-list famous.
I disagree with those people. I don't think he'd be famous because you're right. He probably wouldn't have. Did he do Chaplin before Iron Man? I don't think he did.
Yeah, he did. Because
oh, he did. Okay.
That was during the time that he got drunk and broke into somebody's house naked or something.
Oh, is that
and he was
back?
On drugs
okay.
and all that. So that's how we would remember him. Oh, he was that guy that broke into somebody's house on drugs.
Right, right. Good point.
Would Hugh Jackman be famous if he wasn't Wolverine?
No, definitely not. Because what else has he done other than Wolverine? Name a second thing.
Yeah, people say 80% said yes, so they're insane. They're high.
Wait, they said yes. Based on what? Like, again, name a second thing that Hugh Jackman has done.
He did that movie that sang.
I don't know what that means.
He did. What was that big top movie he did where he sang?
I don't know.
Okay, see, well.
You don't even know.
I don't even know.
No, there's no way he would have been famous if he wasn't Wolverine. Please. In fact, when he was doing Music Man on Broadway, everyone was like, oh, Wolverine.
So he's always Wolverine.
Yeah.
Would Megan Fox be famous without Transformers?
I don't think she's all that famous now.
66% of people said no. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, no.
That's her only thing. How about Pierce Brosnan for James Bond?
It's funny you would say that because I was just reading an article about him, random. I don't even know who interviewed him or why. But what they were saying was that he really did not like his performance as James Bond. When he was offered the job, he couldn't not take it because it's James Bond. How do you don't say no to James Bond. But in his head, you know, prior to him, it was just Sean Connery and Roger Moore. So he just tried to like cull pieces of the two of them to try to put the character together. But when he said he can't watch his performance because he said he thinks, in his opinion, he was a terrible James Bond.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. He had some TV before that. So, I think, you remember, he had some, like, TV bona fides. So, He would have been a TV star, I think.
Yeah. 59% of people said yes. Speaking of another James Bond, Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah. He's a bona fide star. He definitely did not. I mean, it's great that he did James Bond. In my opinion, he's the best James Bond there ever was. You can't tell me there's a better James Bond than Daniel Craig. But if it wasn't for James Bond, he'd still be famous.
56% of people said no. I agree with them because I don't know what else he would be. Knives Out? It's the only other thing I've ever seen him in.
But he would have been in more stuff because he would have been in a lot of like cool independent films. He would have worked in some films that you would have really liked the movie, you know, be like, oh, that dude from the movie I really like.
Tom Holland, if he wasn't Spider-Man.
No.
Yeah, 61% of people
said no.
Yeah. Elijah Wood, if he wasn't in Lord of the Rings.
No way.
No, he hasn't done any. Okay. Orlando Bloom, if he wasn't Lord of the Rings.
Well, he was Pirates of the Caribbean,
right?
Dude.
So that's where I think.
Oh, yeah, no, he's super hot. He would have been famous either way.
69% of people said yeah.
69.
You always love that. Chris Evans, if he wasn't Captain America.
Okay, so here's my thing. I love Chris Evans. I like his energy. I like his vibe. I like him as Captain America. I dig him. He was in Knives Out too, right? Wasn't he? He had the sweater. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was that sweater that everybody was talking about that went viral. Yeah. I just don't think he would have been as famous. I hate to say it. Because he doesn't have, he's handsome and he's good at Captain America, but he doesn't have that it factor that you just want to watch him, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, 68% of people, almost 69, said he would be famous without that. And I don't believe that.
Okay. I don't think so either.
Daniel Radcliffe, if he wasn't Harry Potter, no way.
No way. No.
76% said they agree with us. How about Emma Watson, if she wasn't in Harry Potter?
That's a tough call because she's really talented. So if she wasn't in Harry Potter, would she have been in something else? I mean, in my opinion, she should have been that stupid Gwyneth Paltrow, the character that she played, Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of the character?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the character she played in Iron Man?
Okay. Whatever. I don't remember that.
In my opinion, she should have been the main girl in Iron Man. Emma Watson should have. So it's hard to say because she would have been in something else if it wasn't for Harry Potter. She's that adorable and that talented.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. And 65% of people agree with me.
Yeah.
We don't care.
It's hard when they're known for one thing. Because it's like, if it's not for that one thing, then would we know them? No. If they were, like, Robert Downey Jr. was at least known for a bunch of stuff before Tony Stark, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand this. Keanu Reeves, would he be famous if it wasn't for John Wick? Yeah.
Of course.
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me? He was already super famous. He doesn't need John Wick. John Wick can suck his dick.
That rhymes.
Stupid.
Harrison Ford, if he wasn't in Star Wars.
And Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, he started out in Star Wars, though. So if he wasn't Han Solo, would he have gotten to be Indiana Jones?
Of course. He's still famous. Didn't need Han Solo to be famous.
Yeah, 80% of people agree with you. Mark Hamill would not be famous.
That's because here's why. The only thing he's famous for is Star Wars. He's done nothing else except right. Star Wars.
Yeah, it's the only thing he's done. Anthony Mackie, would he be famous if he didn't play Falcon in the Avengers?
No.
No.
You know, only because, and it's not his fault. I think he's a good actor. I just think as he was coming up, there were a lot of guys that were just like him mm-hmm. that were up for all the same roles. And I just think that he was one of many. He wasn't like one of these really unique guys that came out of nowhere. You're like, oh, this guy's a star. Unfortunately, when he was creating his career, there were like 6 or 7 other guys that were similar type.
Kind of like
what I mean?
Emma Watson. I mean, she was in that pile of hot girls that could really act.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Kristen Stewart.
What did the people say about Anthony Mackie?
They agree. The 28% said, yeah, he'd be famous. 72% said no.
No, okay.
All right. Kristen Stewart, if she wasn't in Twilight.
No.
No.
No, because everything she's done since has gotten bupkis, has done terrible.
All right. Speaking of Twilight, Robert Pattinson.
Again, no, because everything he's tried to do, although people say he was very good in Batman,
He was amazing in Batman.
I know you said that. I can't.
Was so good.
Yeah, all right.
So
what do people say? They probably said still famous because everyone loves him.
54% said no, 46% said yes, so it's right down the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, if he didn't twinkle as a vampire, I don't think we would know his name.
Yeah, agreed.
We shouldn't even read this. Would Dwayne Johnson be famous if he didn't play in Fast and Furious? What are you talking about?
Please, he was already famous. Famous
action star.
Action star, famous wrestler. Yeah, The Rock. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 91% of people said you're out of your mind. Vin Diesel, if he wasn't in Fast and Furious.
No, another actor who the only thing he's known for is Fast and Furious. I know he did other movies. I know people love him, but he has not done anything that would really put him on the map the way Fast and Furious did.
Yeah, and it's split down the middle, 46-54.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot, if she wasn't Wonder Woman.
Again, gorgeous woman, really talented, love her. Probably the best Wonder Woman, but if it wasn't for Wonder Woman, we'd have no idea who she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 68% of people said, no, we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa, if he was an Aquaman.
Of course. I mean, Jason Momoa is more famous for Game of Thrones than anything else.
And people agree with you, 72%.
Yeah. Super hot, you know, married to a superstar. You know, he had all the markers of somebody who was going to be famous. Plus, look at him.
Right. Would Margot Robbie be famous if she didn't play Harley Quinn? What are you talking about? Yes.
She was already famous before Harley Quinn. She didn't need fucking Harley Quinn. That was her worst role. Yeah.
She was naked in that movie, the Wolf of Wall Street. That's where she got to be famous.
Right.
Kristen Bale.
Wait, what'd the people say?
I keep forgetting that. 78% of people agree with us. Yeah, you're crazy. She was famous before that.
Yeah.
Kristen Bale, if he wasn't Batman.
Yeah, so Kristen Bale has been a working, successful actor since he's about 12 or 13 years old. He did like a very famous movie back in the day called like All the Little Children or something like that. It was some huge movie.
So
like
famous
some
that you
film.
Don't even know the name of it.
No, because I was, you know, I was four at the time, but it was like some horror film, whatever. People that are real horror film genre people really know this film, and it was sort of iconic. And he just, American Psycho, like one movie after another, he really built up his career. So he, again, did not need Batman to be famous, has done way more stuff. So absolutely would have been famous without Batman.
Yeah, 80% of people agree. Would Will Smith be famous if he didn't play Agent J in Men in Black? Yes.
Yeah. Again, already famous from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Who are these people asking these stupid questions?
But 8% of people said no. 8%. But that's still 12,000 people said no.
Right. But that's a small percentage of because most people said yes.
Most people said yes.